Hi, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County, and I'm not selling anything. Do you mind helping me out today?
Okay. How long is this going to take?
It's not going to take that long. Am I speaking to Rita West?
No, that's my wife.
No, it's okay. If you're not Rita West, that's fine. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
All right. And on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and California state legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you're voting in the March primary? Are you almost starting to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances?
I always vote.
All right, so we say almost starting to vote?
Sure.
All right. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for presidents and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what is the chance of your voting for local offices, like Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you most certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't like to vote for those offices?
It just depends if I know who they are. At least 50-50.
All right. And what year you were born?
What?
What year you were born, sir?
1944.
All right. Are you or anyone in the house of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Not that I know of.
All right. And do you consider to be white, African, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, or multiracial?
Swedish.
All right. So generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
I think pretty much on the right track.
On the wrong track or right direction?
Right direction.
All right. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. So please tell me which one of these concerns is most important for you in deciding for your vote in Fresno County Supervisor. So housing affordability, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime, homelessness, jobs and wages, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, parental rights and education, water policy. Well, which of these is most important in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor?
Sam, again, I know which one I want, but I forget. Yeah, it's too many.
So, no, just choose one, sir. So, housing affordability, inflation,
crime.
And cost. Excuse me?
It was the crime one. The crime one.
The public safety and crime?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion, or I've never heard of that person, please say so, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so Paul Dictos, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Very favorable?
For sure. Yeah.
Okay, so Steve Brandow.
Yeah, very favorable.
All right, Gavin Newsom.
What's the worst one?
Very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Very unfavorable?
Yes, that's the last one, sir.
Yeah, that's him.
All right, so Gary Bredefed?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Very favorable?
Yep.
All right, Joe Biden?
The bottom one.
Very unfavorable?
Yeah.
All right.
Awful. It's awful on there? Just.
Yes, sir. That's the last one, sir.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just kidding you.
That's okay, sir. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member Diane Brandos, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA and accountant, assets and recorder, and Steve Brandel, county supervisor and businessman. For whom will you vote?
They're all running for the same job?
Yes. If the primary election were... Yeah, if the primary election...
Four of them are really good, yeah. Bredefeld.
Bredefeld?
Sure.
All right. So how certain are you to vote for Gary Bredefeld, business councilman member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very.
Very certain?
Yeah.
Okay, so how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, so how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandel as county supervisor? Excellent, good,
excellent.
Just fair.
Excellent.
All right. So thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you were more or less like to vote for this kind of candidate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornography materials from the county library. So you're more likely, somewhat, or much more?
More likely.
All right. A candidate who is a Democrat. We have much less likely, someone less likely.
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat?
Much less.
All right. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Much more likely, someone more likely?
Much
less. Much more?
Much more likely.
All right. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
I'm not sure what that means. I think more likely.
All right. So much more likely?
Sure.
A candidate who is 80 years old. Much less likely, someone less likely, someone more, much more.
I don't know. What difference does it make what his age is?
Excuse me?
I said, what difference does it matter what his age is?
Yes, sir. But if you were to decide or, like, just choose today, what would you decide, sir? Like, lean towards more on?
Likely.
All right. Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
All right. So a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
What are my choices again?
Yes, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, much less.
Somewhat more likely.
All right. A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Who's that, Bredefeld?
No, it's just candidates. It was just shooting it out there. What kind of candidates would you prefer?
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
All right, will you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. And a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
The what fee?
Yes, Fresno residents, trash collection fee.
I didn't understand what the word was before fee.
Yes, so a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Oh, trash.
Yes.
And what are my choices?
Yes, so much more likely, someone less likely, much less likely,
somewhat less likely.
All right. Also, next I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisors. After each one, please tell me if there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance to vote for that candidate. So Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a mega Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government, he will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing that information, we say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Gary Bredefeld for county supervisor.
Good chance.
A good chance?
Yeah.
All right. So Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be independent voice and taxpayer advocate, has a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crimes, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, we say there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor.
A fair chance.
And lastly, State Brad O currently serves as county supervisor. We have supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandow has defended North Fresno from high density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandow has a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our family and quality of life. After hearing that information, we said there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance to vote for Steve Brandow for county supervisor.
Good chance.
A good chance?
Yeah.
All right. So after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor will held today, and candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member Diane Brown Dawes, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dicto, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, and Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and businessman, for whom will you vote?
Bredefeld.
Bredefeld?
Yeah.
All right. So finally, I would like to ask you three questions for statistical purposes. So generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Something else.
All right. Do you think yourself as closer to Republican or Democrat Party?
Closer to Republican.
All right. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you're a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Conservative, will you say very or somewhat?
Is there one in between that?
We have moderate.
Moderate, yeah, that'd be good.
All right. And what is the last year of schooling you have completed, sir?
Last year?
Yeah, the last year of schooling you have completed.
4 years of college.
Oh, yeah. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or you're living with friends or family?
Oh.
All right. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, sir? You have a good night.
That's all you got?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You have a good day.
You're welcome.